we are sitting in an hours of service exemption for livestock haulers due to COVID-19. It's an emergency declaration out of DOT. It has been very much month to month or 3 months here, and it's because NCBA has stressed the need for that exemption to be extended. So we are currently sitting in an hours of service exemption until August 31st. At that point, if we're still in a place where our supply chain issues are of concern, which I'd love to say they won't be, but, you know, we never know, then we'll have to go back to FMCSA and ask for another extension. On the ELD front, it's kind of the same thing, except we move through Congress through the appropriations process to get that ELD delay each year. You know, I ran into an issue with a hauler the other day where the state trooper, at the state trooper level, they still are not aware that we're sitting in an ELD delay. And it does cause a lot of frustration for a lot of our haulers. And so we've been working with DOT to make sure that every year that we get this exemption from the ELDs, which we're in year 5, that they make sure they get that information down to the local level, which is so important because that's where the enforcement is truly taking place. So we are already fighting back against the ELDs once again. The House just passed their transportation package out of the House, off the floor, and our ELD delay language for livestock haulers is once again in there. Next step, we got to get through the Senate.